The University System of Maryland has announced that all undergraduate classes will be online only for the rest of the semester. Towson University is part of the University System of Maryland. Last week, its students were sent home days before spring break was set to start. Those students are trying to figure out what's coming next and grapple with the new normal. Here are some of their perspectives. The first voice you'll hear is Malik Thompson.
It's Thursday, March 19th, 11:56 a.m. And I'm just getting my day started. Just took a shower.
My name is Austin Wilkes. The past couple days has been crazy with academic life changing so rapidly and just a huge amount of unknown.
It's been more of a problem for the others than for me. I had no social life to speak of before the pandemic, so making me stay alone and just, you know, sit in the basement and play video games is pretty normal for me.
If I can hang with my friends, I will. This coronavirus going on gives me time to work on my own music. I'm working on a new EP, so I don't have to go to class, so it gives me all day to work on that.
I genuinely miss being in a classroom. I also have dyslexia, so moving into an online platform where we heavily have to read a bunch of things causes a lot of issues for me because I have to keep rereading. So it makes having a virtual classroom so much harder for me to learn.
We've been trying to keep in touch with all of my relatives. They seem well enough, though. With every cough out of one of my elderly grandparents, it's just, you know, it makes you worry.
I'm just trying to be safe out here. I'm not really trying to get sick. It seems like everybody I know knows somebody who's sick. I don't know if they already had the virus, but I just had to wash my hands times 30 now. But I was going to do that anyway.
But I've still tried to look at this in a more positive light. Like, hopefully the fact that we're seeing the country being shut down will raise support for stuff like sick leave for workers. Perhaps the greater strain on the internet from people being at home will cause companies to reorganize broadband infrastructure.
It's just weird to know that life can change so rapidly and so fast. I think that I don't know what I think. I want everything to go back to normal.
I'm just taking this time for myself to do whatever I want to do.
And with any luck, this'll be one hell of a story to tell the grandkids in a few years. Well, more than a few years. I'm Matt Richardson, a super senior at Towson University. And I don't know what to do. Just don't.
You also heard from Austin Wilkes and Malik Thompson, all students at Towson University, in the audio documentary class, which, incidentally, I teach, now from a distance. I'm Nathan Sterner.